In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus said, "When you are invited, go and sit in the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, 'Friend, move up higher.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at table with you. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, from the words of our Lord Jesus, we talk about what it means to be brought from the lowest to the highest. The way of humility. Let us compare for a moment the proud and the haughty to the humble and lowly. The proud and haughty are arrogant, conceited, pompous, egotistical, and big-headed. The humble and lowly are modest, unassuming, self-effacing, respectful, and thoughtful. Consider someone in your life whom you admire for their humility. Perhaps it was your godly grandmother. She cooked, she washed, she ironed, she loved, she healed, she went to church, she never expected any accolades, she served lovingly. Perhaps you have a kind neighbor who is a gardener, who plants his garden every year and shares his fresh vegetables with all the neighborhood. Perhaps you had an athletic coach who taught you, nurtured, cared for you, disciplined you, just because that coach loved to mentor young people for life. Ask yourself, who is the humble person in your life whom you admire the most? And then let us consider the most humble person of all, our Lord Jesus Christ, who served the lowly and the least among us and raises us up over the proud and the highest of people. Why? Because Jesus himself humbled himself to the cross so that he could lift us up. The Christian way, the way of humility. As we consider the way of humility, let's first of all consider this encounter Jesus had at this banquet and how Jesus heals a lowly man. The context is, it's the Sabbath, day of rest. And often among the Jews, after their Sabbath worship service, they would have a banquet at someone's home, have dinner. No work that day, day of rest. Rest in the Word of God at the Sabbath, synagogue service, and then they'd rest at a meal with their friends. Jesus has been asked to dine at the house of the ruler of the Pharisees, a very prominent man in the community. And so Jesus is being watched carefully, every word he says at this meal. There is a man who had dropsy, which is a form of paralysis, at this banquet. And Jesus knows the hypocrisy of these lawyers and Pharisees who are self-righteous legalists and bigots against the common people, who think that they keep all of these laws and justify themselves. And so now, Jesus is going to test them. So he sees this poor, lowly man and said, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" The people are silent. They're stumped by this. So Jesus takes the man, heals him of his paralysis, and sends him away, healed. And then he looks at the Pharisee and the leaders and says, "Now, which one of you wouldn't on the Sabbath day, even though you're not supposed to work, if your son fell into the ditch, or if your ox fell into a well, would not immediately pull him out, even though it's the Sabbath?" They could not reply because in their hypocrisy, they knew that they would pull their son out. They would pull the ox out, and technically that would be a form of work. But the point Jesus is making is this. You look down on me because I helped this poor man on the Sabbath, but you would take your ox out of the well if he fell into the well. The point is this. Jesus loves the lowly and the kind. He helps those in need. And the day of rest, Sabbath, would be a perfect day to help this lowly man. Jesus is the best example of someone who is lowly in your place. The writer of Hebrews said, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We have an altar before the presence of God. Christ, the Paschal Lamb, whose blood was shed for us on the cross, brought His blood into the holy place of heaven. He's the high priest who was sacrificed for our sin outside the camp. Jesus suffered to sanctify us with His own blood. He endured our reproach, which is put upon Him at Calvary. And He now gives us a lasting city that is to come. Because we have that gift of heaven, the forgiveness of sins, now, through Christ Jesus' death and resurrection, we can continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of lips that acknowledge His name to be the name above all names. Christ humbled Himself to the point of death so that you might be lifted up, forgiven, and raised to the highest place, heaven itself. Jesus not only heals this lowly man, He shows us then how we rejoice in taking the lowest place, not the highest. Jesus, now that He's healed this man, He's still at this banquet. So now He's looking at these same people who have just seen this miracle, and He says, let me tell you a parable about what it means to be invited to a banquet. Because He saw how everyone there all took the highest places. As you sat at a banquet, you wanted to be closest to the host. And so people would come in and rustle their way up to the front to get the best seat up by the host. But Jesus says, I want to tell you something. When you are invited to a wedding feast, don't go sit down in the place of honor. Why not? All of a sudden, a more distinguished person may come into the banquet, and the host will look at you who have taken the high place and saying, you must give this place up, friend, for my more distinguished friend. And then you, before all the people in shame, Jesus said, will go back to the lowest place in front of everyone. You will be shamed. No, Jesus says, instead, when you're invited to this wedding banquet, go to the lowest place. And then the host comes to you and says, friend, come, sit up at the table with me. Then you'll be honored before all those who are at table. This totally unexpected event of the lowly being brought up to the highest place. Jesus is echoing what Solomon said in Proverbs today, to not put yourself forward before the king. It's better to say, come up here, than to be put lower in the presence of a noble. And then Jesus says that phrase that you've known all of your life. Everyone who exalts himself will be humbled. That is, the high will be brought low. And he who humbles himself will be exalted and brought up. Christians follow the way of humility. We humble ourselves for every day in our baptismal identity in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We humble, humiliate, and drown the old Adam so the new man can come forth. We humble ourselves by saying this morning, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess all my sins and iniquities, and then are lifted up by absolution. I forgive you your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Brought down so we can be brought up. humbled so we can be exalted. The life of humility. The writer of Hebrews also said, let brotherly love continue. Don't neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for some entertain angels unaware. Remember those people who are in prison because of their Christian profession, and those who are mistreated as if you were right there with them. And in the life of humility, we are to honor marriage, should be held undefiled. The marriage bed should be honored in our midst. God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. And that life of humility, we're to be free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. The Lord is your helper. He will never leave you or forsake you. Remember your leaders and your pastors and teachers who spoke the word of God to you, the outcome of their way of life, and imitate their faith. The life of humility, that the humble will be exalted. The life and way of humility actually is a much more interesting way to live, isn't it? Although it's hard sometimes to take the lowly place, and though it's hard sometimes to be humbled, when your life is filled with interest in other people rather than just yourself, when you want to hear about and help other people, your life is much more interesting. You know all about yourself. But when we humble ourselves to help our neighbor, our life becomes sometimes more difficult, but much more filled with love and mercy and a much more interesting life, because now we're involved in the lives of our brothers and sisters in Christ to help them in ways we can. And our lives are enriched and their lives are enriched. But of course, this is not the reason that we are lowly. We are lowly because that is who we are in Christ. Jesus then concludes by saying, now not only that, now that I've healed this lowly man, and you take the lowest place, I've got something else for you to do. Jesus said, now when you have a dinner and a banquet, don't just invite your friends, your brothers, your relatives, and all your rich neighbors, because you know they'll invite you back and you'll be repaid and you'll get to go to their banquet. No. When you have a banquet and a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. They cannot repay you. Here Jesus is saying, those who are truly needy, disabled, and handicapped, these are the ones you invite to your banquet, sharing mercy and love with those who must have other people to help and assist them. And you will be blessed and repaid at the resurrection of the just. The life of hospitality is shown at the wedding banquet and feast of the Lord's Supper that He pours out for us. When you come to the Lord's table, it matters not if you're blind or if you can see. It matters not if you're rich or poor, white or black, educated or uneducated. The Lord invites all of us to His wedding banquet and feast of the Lord's Supper, a foretaste of the feast in heaven. So our lives must be a reflection of that. That we help those who are truly needy. We show in lives of hospitality that we truly care for others. We don't neglect to do good. We share what we have. We obey our leaders and submit to them. And we give to others because Christ has given to us first. Let your life be a life of joyful humility. At church, you can teach Sunday school. Paint the wall, fix the toilet, mop the floor, deliver a meal, mow the grass. At home, you can be kind to your spouse and children, thoughtful to your parents, willing to carry out your assigned tasks happily. At work, be the first person to volunteer for the job that no one else wants to do. Be a good employee who does the right thing for the right reason. When Jesus teaches us the importance of the attitude of humility, this is not some abstract speculation on ethics. He is teaching us what He was living. He humbled himself among sinful men, being laid in a manger at his birth, and laid upon a cross in his death. By his stripes we are healed. The way of humility is not some successful approach to social engagements. It's the way of life. We have been shaped by the true humble one, Christ Jesus. The arrogant guests who take positions higher are those who believe that they deserve a place in heaven by the virtue of their own good works. But when the host, Jesus Christ, comes to judge the world, he will ask those arrogant unbelievers to surrender their place to others. They relied on themselves, and they will lose their place in heaven. But the humble guests are those who place all of their hopes upon Christ, who bore our punishment on earth and gives us life forever in eternity. By the grace of God, we rely on Jesus Christ to show us our place, who gives us the place of honor because of what he has done for us. And this costly banquet was not paid for by gold or silver, but by the precious blood of Christ, his innocent suffering and death, who died on the cross in our place and made the payment so that we who are spiritually poor, crippled, lame, and blind are invited to the wedding feast. After all, what did St. Paul say in Philippians? Christ Jesus, who was in the form of God, did not count equality with God something to be grasped, but humbled himself to become a servant and obedient unto death, even death on the cross. Therefore God has exalted him above all, and every name that is named. So at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We have been humbled by the law and exalted by the gospel. Now let us joyfully and happily live a life of humility. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace of God that surpasses our human understanding guide our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.